with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And we just got done talking with Siciliano's Market there, one of our great sponsors. We appreciate them being part of our team and their Big Brew Day. But now we're going to dive into a little Cinco de Mayo, right, Bob? You got some stuff on the show plan here that you want to share.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a recipe that was given to me. But back to the Siciliano thing, this is the greatest gig in the world because the friends we make, the sponsors we have end up being friends.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just some of the best people. I can go and see Steve and Barb or any of the folks there, John.
John Long?
That's not his name. And get advice on cigars, beer, bourbon, scotch, you name it, and walk out of there knowing I just made a safe buy. I know I always buy more than I expect when I'm going in because the selection is so big. But the cool thing is like just being friends with them because look at their deer camp.
Right.
What a great place.
Yep.
What a great place.
I've been going for years and will continue because it's not about deer hunting. It's about camaraderie.
Yes.
With your buddies.
I don't know if anybody even hunts there.
Yeah, they do. I watched a couple of them come in and out of camp but never saw a deer.
So anyway, I call this Pollo desde tri asada marinade. And the pollo is obviously chicken. Des, or is the same thing as D, which means from. And then tree, T-R-I-E, is my daughter Emily's handle on whatever, Instagram or whatever.
That was the number between two and four.
Well,
tree.
That'd be T-R-E. Yeah. So anyway, and then the asada is asada
so
marinade is a meat
your
marinade, right? Asada.
Okay.
So this is a marinade she gave me. She actually sent it to her sister, and Maggie made this last Sunday when we were tearing up the brush and burning.
Okay.
She made this recipe and marinated the chicken in it. Christian grilled it. I'm telling you, this is fantastic. And not only does it taste really unique and cool, but it gives you a wonderful color on the outside of your chicken. You get a lot of reds, and it looks like you did something to it instead of, you know, just
grilling it with
salt.
Yeah,
instead of just black. You get a lot of reds and stuff in it. But so basically, I'm going to post the recipe and try and post some pictures. But it's chili powder and kosher salt. The unique things are maybe cumin, coriander, which I never use, but I like it, garlic, white pepper, cayenne, and that's just the mop sauce. No, that's the rub. The mop sauce is a 12-ounce bottle of dark Mexican beer, Negro Modelo, maybe it'd be one, and then some orange juice, cider vinegar, oil, garlic, and 2 teaspoons of this rub. So that's your mop sauce. So you keep mopping that chicken as you're grilling it. I would tell you to keep some of this mop sauce clean, so only put half that mop sauce in your mop bucket, your mop bowl,
right,
and then keep half of it clean so when you're done and you slice all this up and put it on a platter, you can pour the rest of it on the chicken and really get that flavor all over the chicken because chicken doesn't it doesn't absorb as much marinade as I would like, especially the dark meat. You know what I'm
right
saying?
So she did this on a whole bird? I mean, you were
no,
doing...
No. Kristen did, Maggie did breasts.
Okay.
Just skinless, boneless breasts.
Okay.
Which are dangerous. I mean, that's not the easy thing to grill. I'm telling you, these things were perfect. I mean, he was Johnny on the spot on temperature, 165, pulled them, parked them, covered them. It was, dude, you'll love this. You need to try it. It's just that good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And I think pretty much sounds like it's good for you, too. One of those. Imagine that. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with tacos and burritos and things, but these carnitas that you're talking about, a pork carnita particularly starts out usually with some sort of smoked pork, right?
Yeah, you had this once a couple years back for one of the parties we did when we set up the taco bar. And that this was the pork. It's basically a marinated butt, pork butt. And I think
Which is really a pork shoulder, everybody. And you can find them in the store. The food service stores might have them packaged together as a pair. But you go to your local butcher shop like Sobeys, or you go to other grocery stores, you can buy a single pork shoulder. And they're 12 to 15 pounds a piece usually. And this is real inexpensive meat. I mean, if you've not barbecued with pork shoulder, I think everybody starts with pulled pork for a couple reasons. It's very inexpensive, $1.49 a pound usually. And then secondly, it's forgiving. It takes a while to cook, but it's forgiving. And as long as you don't get it too hot, I think if you keep this between 190 and 200, you'll be fine. If you take it over 200, it turns into mush for some reason. So pork shoulder, pork butt, a very, very versatile food. It is kind of your entry level. If you ever smoke anything, you're going to smoke a pork butt because you can usually get some really good results, even your first try right out of the box. But temperature is the key.
Yep, I would have to agree with you. That is a safe one. So if you go to our website, it's thegrillingguys.com. Also, as an aside here, don't forget to like our Facebook page /thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter. My handle is grillinguy. But if you go to the Grillin' Guys website, whether it's on your phone or your laptop, whatever, usually in the top right, there you'll see the search. Just put in carnita. And you'll see the recipe for this.
Little dancing girl will come across the screen, and then she's dragging a recipe, right?
No.
Oh, not that carnita.
So, again, you've got a spice rub and a mop sauce. Now, what I did with the mop sauce was I marinated those pork butt in this mop sauce because I'm not one. For one thing, my smoker keeps, like yours does, keeps the meat nice and moist. I don't need to mop.
Right.
I don't. You don't either. But, you know, some people have a real basic smoker and it dries the meat out, so they're constantly mopping.
Right.
But if you have a well-built, you know, efficient smoker that
generally the offset are the ones that work better. And,
yes.
And we can talk about that, but go ahead with the recipe.
So anyway, so what I did was marinated the meat with it and – then when before I put it on the smoker, I put the rub on it. And it's very similar to the last one. Matter of fact, it looks identical, to be honest with you. I think I got duped by my daughter. I think this is her go-to on Mexican.
You sent her a recipe. She changed the name and sent it back to you. And you're like, dang, that looks nice.
No, I came up with the name to honor her. The tree is her name. So I put that on there.
Yeah.
But this looks pretty identical. Chili powder, kosher, black, cumin, coriander, garlic, white pepper, cayenne. Yeah. Orange juice for the mop. Orange juice, cider, oil. Yeah, it's identical, dude. So we now know it works great for chicken or pork butt.
Right, yeah.
Guess what?
Right.
I bet it's good for a steak, too.
I don't know. I don't marinate a lot of beef.
No, I don't either. But
the pork and the chicken, absolutely. And what you're doing is you're trying to put a little flavor profile on what might otherwise be a not-so-flavorful piece of meat.
I pulled off a cool one a couple days ago. I was just playing around, and after looking at this, and I've done this recipe multiple times, I've really become fond of putting orange juice in my marinade.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice. So I was doing the traditional quick little marinade with a little cheap, zesty Italian. I poured orange juice in there.
With the Italian?
Yes. Oh, and then I put some of Old World Olive Company's spice. I think it's called Areno or something like this. Bologna. It's called Bologna.
That's a salt.
Yeah, I put some of that Bologna spice in there. And I marinated that chicken for about 6 hours. They were skinless, boneless breasts. Fantastic.
Yep.
It was great. Fantastic. Yeah. So you can actually put orange juice in cheap Italian dressing. Right.
Barbecue Bob, coming up next, we've got a guy from a Northwoods Wholesale Outlet in the cheese capital of Michigan, Pinconning, and we're going to talk with him about a little event he's got going on. Stick with us. We'll be back.